Stuart Wright Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Well, this evening on the Business Hub, we have once more Stuart Wright Action Coach. Hello, Stuart.
Hello there, Pete.
Are you well?
I'm really well. How are you?
Yes, I'm all good. Thank you very much. The importance of the local business community and building strategic alliances within the business community. Tell me more.
You see, the thing is, this is all for me about generating more word of mouth business. I think every business owner out there will agree that probably the most profitable way to grow your business is by getting leads through word of mouth. Now, number one, it's really, really cheap to do, because if someone's going to recommend you, you don't have to pay them. Maybe you might want to pay them if you want to give them a bit of a kickback, but generally people do it just because they can, and also because maybe you might want to refer business to them as well. So you tend to find that there's this kind of referral relationship going on between different businesses out in the local community. Also, you'll find that those kind of leads tend to convert better, because obviously if you've got somebody out there referring you, then they've almost done a sales job for you already. So yeah, I want to talk about the importance of it and really how to leverage strategic alliances to get more business and to make more profit. So to start off with, what is a strategic alliance? Well, my definition of a strategic alliance is somebody who is working with someone in your target market. So in other words, they're seeing your potential customer or your potential client on a regular basis, but they're non-competing businesses. They don't compete with you. Best example I could give you probably is, let's take trades. So you may have a domestic electrical contracting company that goes to do some work in someone's home. And at the same time, there may be the need for other trades to come and work there too. So you might need a plasterer, might need a decorator, might need a builder, might need a heating and gas engineer or a plumber. Is that making sense?
That's making perfect sense, yeah. And the fact that the first word that springs to mind is trust. It's all about gaining that trust. And if somebody recommends you a builder, a plumber, a joiner, then somehow that trust is increased.
Absolutely. The two most important things when it comes to influence are expert status and social proof. And I think what happens when somebody refers you is, if you're being referred in the first instance by somebody credible, there's an automatic assumption that if you're the expert in your field, you're probably recommending someone that is the expert in their field too. So you've got that expert status box ticked. Also, then you've got the social proof, because if someone else is saying that you're good at what you do, then you can pretty much trust that they will be, rather than taking a chance with Google, or latter day we used to use the yellow pages, didn't we?
Of course, yeah. Always getting that thick yellow book through the door. And up until probably about 10 years ago, they used to still deliver it on our front doorstep. And I'd often think, why? Everybody uses Google now. But
well, you know, that's probably the first place that people go to when they start looking for, let's say, a tradesperson in the example that I've just given you. And one of the things that gives people confidence are the ratings that people have got out there. But if you've got somebody that's personally recommending someone to come and do some work for you, that personal recommendation goes an awful long way, because people still do business with people, even in this digital age. So my recommendation is that you start building up a team of strategic alliances around you. Imagine if you had 5, 6, 7, 8 people who are working with your target market week in, week out, and they're advocating you. That is a really surefire way of building your customer base, building a profitable lead generation strategy. The other thing that happens with this is you can start turning it into some sort of formal relationship. So once you start building your strategic alliances, my recommendation is meet with them regularly. In fact, meet with them as regularly as you possibly can, because if you're in the top of their mind every single time they go out and see a client, they will start to notice more opportunities to refer you. The other thing as well is, if you start making this more of a formal relationship, you can do something called a host beneficiary. So what a host beneficiary is, and this is really an interesting thing, especially it's quite topical at the moment with GDPR coming up. A host beneficiary is where you have somebody who has a customer base that you want to tap into in their own database. And what you ask them to do on your behalf is send out information, which might be a letter or a leaflet, on your behalf as an advocate. The way that this might work, let's take the example of the electrician and the plumber. So the electrical contractor has a database of customers that he's been working with. And he says, you know what? I'm going to send out a letter to all of my clients advocating this particular plumber. And I'm going to say to them, look, you're a great customer of ours. And as a great customer, we want to add some value. We have come across a fantastic plumber in the local region who has the same kind of ethics and the same kind of values that we do as a tradesperson. And we want to advocate this person. Here are their contact details. Should you ever require any plumbing services, I should say, this is the person that we advocate in the local area. The other thing that I've noticed that a lot of strategic alliances do is joint venture marketing. Sometimes marketing can be quite a cost to a small business. If you're actually sharing the cost of your marketing with one of your strategic alliances, brilliant. Why not? So going back to the thing about regular contact, there are, in your local business community, there are going to be many meetings that are being held on a weekly and a monthly basis where businesses will get together. They'll share best practice, sales and marketing techniques that are working really well for them. They will share referral opportunities. They may even share their social networks with each other. And that sharing really helps to generate a lot more leads. And it's very profitable because obviously those leads are more likely to convert because you've got somebody else advocating on your behalf. So my recommendation would be take this strategic alliance thing to the next level. Systemize it, formalize it, make sure that it is something that you're doing on a regular basis and something that you're doing deliberately and proactively to generate yourself more leads. The idea is, ask yourself this question: what can I do for these people? What referrals can I give them? Because if you start off with that attitude, what can I do for them? Then they are more likely to want to do something back for you. So every other Tuesday morning at the Cairn Hotel, I meet with a reasonable sized group of local business owners for breakfast. And we've called it Profit Club. And what we do there is we share best practice on all sorts of different marketing and sales strategies that are working well for us. Already, members are sharing these best practices with each other and members are making more money because they're using strategies that work for each other. Then members get together and they share their networks of clients with each other and they actually proactively look for referrals for each other. It's a fantastic little community. Get in touch with me via the Stray FM website or by my own website, which is actioncoach.com/Stuart Wright. They can all come on me for the very first meeting free of charge just to see if they like it. As I say, we meet every other week at the Cairn Hotel. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, so you know they say the early bird catches the worm. Finish for 9 o'clock so it doesn't interfere with the working day. We even throw in the breakfast for you. How fantastic is that?
And the bonus, it being early, you miss the bulk of the traffic, the school traffic anyway, in Harrogate, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Make the best use of your time. The next one is on the 6th of March, Tuesday the 6th of March, 7 a.m. at the Cairn Hotel. But get in touch with me, let me know you're coming, and we'll make sure there's a breakfast for you and a warm welcome.
Amazing stuff. Stuart, on behalf of the team here at Stray FM, thank you so much for being part of the Business Hub over the past few months, and best wishes for the future too.
Thank you very much.
Stuart Wright, Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.